Bad air is one of the biggest threats to your health. Here's how to protect yourself. Air pollution, specifically PM2.5, poses a significant threat to health, causing cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and brain damage. In 2019, 4.2 million premature deaths were attributed to air pollution. As regulations are rolled back, individuals must take steps to protect themselves. PM2.5, produced by various sources, enters the body through breathing, leading to serious health issues. N95 masks offer a simple defense. Studies link PM2.5 to diabetes, respiratory diseases, and neurological disorders. Monitoring air quality and using purifiers are crucial for maintaining good health. Understanding and managing the risks of air pollution are essential for overall well-being. The government shutdown is a ticking cybersecurity time bomb. Amid a prolonged government shutdown, the U.S. Congressional Budget Office revealed a recent hack by a suspected foreign actor. The agency, providing financial data to lawmakers, has implemented new security measures to safeguard its systems. The shutdown's impact extends beyond financial strain to critical areas like air traffic control and SNAP. Federal cybersecurity experts warn of gaps in defense activities during the shutdown, potentially affecting security for years. Staff reductions at agencies like CISA further compound the issue. The shutdown's disruption of digital security work may create a backlog that is challenging to overcome. Rivian gives RJ Scaringe a new pay package worth up to $5. Rivian has awarded founder and CEO RJ Scaringe a new performance-based stock package, potentially worth $5 billion if goals are met, doubling his salary to $2 million annually. He also received a 10% stake in Rivian's spin-out Mind Robotics. This comes after Tesla approved a $1 trillion compensation plan for Elon Musk. Rivian's board canceled a previous award due to unlikely goal achievement. The new award includes 36.5 million shares, unlocked by hitting milestones. Scaringe's total ownership could increase to 4% if all requirements are met, with stock options tied to stock price and financial targets. Seven more families are now suing OpenAI over ChatGPT's role in suicides, delusions. Seven families have filed lawsuits against OpenAI, alleging that the premature release of the GPT-4o model led to suicides and harmful delusions. ChatGPT's interactions with individuals, like 23-year-old Zane Shamblin, who tragically took his own life, are under scrutiny. The lawsuits claim that OpenAI rushed the model to market, neglecting safety testing to beat competitors. Despite OpenAI's efforts to improve ChatGPT's handling of sensitive topics like suicide, families believe these changes come too late. The lawsuits highlight the dangers of AI models like ChatGPT and the importance of prioritizing user safety over market competition. GoWish's shopping and wishlist app is having its biggest year yet. GoWish, the wishlist and shopping app, is thriving despite recession fears. With over 13.6 million users, it recently reached number 2 on the U.S. App Store. This year, the app doubled its user base, attracting hundreds of thousands of new users daily in November. Originally launched in 2015 as Ønskeskrin by the Danish-Swedish Postal Service, GoWish was acquired in 2020 by Danish VC Dotcom Capital. The app allows users to create multiple wish lists, add products from online retailers, and has over 65,000 affiliate partnerships. GoWish's success is attributed to its marketing efforts on various platforms and plans to incorporate AI in the future. Fat savings on the super skinny Razer Blade 14 gaming laptop. Razer's Blade 14 gaming laptop, featuring an OLED display, is now available at a discounted price. Best Buy is offering a $705 markdown on the model with an RTX 5060, while the upgraded version with an RTX 5070 and 32 gigabytes of memory is $900 off. The laptop is incredibly thin at just 0.62 inches, with a battery life of over 10 hours. The RTX 5060 delivers smooth gaming performance, while the Ryzen AI 9 365 CPU handles CPU-intensive tasks efficiently. Despite some display limitations, the Razer Blade 14 is a great buy, especially with the current discounts. Washington Post confirms data breach linked to Oracle hacks. The Washington Post confirmed being a victim of a hacking campaign linked to Oracle's corporate software apps. Reuters first reported the news, stating the breach was tied to the Oracle e-Business Suite platform. The Post spokesperson did not respond to requests for comment. Google previously mentioned that the Clop ransomware gang targeted companies by exploiting vulnerabilities in Oracle's software. The hackers stole sensitive data from over 100 companies. Clop claimed on its website to have hacked the Washington Post, suggesting the company had not paid the ransom. Other affected organizations include Harvard University and American Airlines subsidiary Envoy. Welcome to Big Tech's Age of Extraction. In the Age of Extraction, Tim Wu, a law professor and former FTC advisor, explores how tech giants like Amazon and Google exploit users for profit. Wu advocates for aggressive antitrust measures to curb their power, drawing parallels to past regulatory successes. Despite concerns about the Trump administration's ties to big tech, Wu remains hopeful that competition and public outcry can bring change. Wu's book, part of a trilogy on tech's impact, warns of a future where platform dominance leads to division and resentment. Ultimately, Wu and his friend Cory Doctorow offer solutions to the pressing issues of our time. I tried the Apple crossbody strap. It's convenient, but the phone looks silly when the strap is removed. Apple introduced its first crossbody strap alongside the iPhone 17 launch in September. Priced at $59, the strap has received mixed reviews. While some find it convenient, others are not fans. Made with recycled PET yarns, the strap features embedded flexible magnets for a sleek look. It is unisex and comes in various colors. However, some users find it uncomfortable when the strap rubs against their body. The biggest drawback is how the phone looks when the strap is removed, with cords hanging from the bottom. Overall, the Apple crossbody strap offers convenience but may not be suitable for everyone. TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 Startup Battlefield 200, celebrating outstanding achievements. TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 showcased the talents of 200 startups selected from thousands of applications, each offering unique innovations. The top 20 finalists vied for a $100,000 prize, and the Disrupt Cup won by Gleed with Nephrogen as runner-up. Standout companies included Sustainability Home Boost, InvestWise, Rax, Cashew Research, Aware, and JustyGuide. Bilhite impressed with their innovative pool gaming system. Calificata's wowed with their AI communication coach. The Spirit of Disrupt Award went to SponStar's Manu Siv for her efforts in supporting fellow founders. The event fosters connections and opportunities beyond just pitching. Congratulations to all participants, and thanks to judges and sponsors for a successful event. TikTok Shop is now the size of eBay. TikTok's e-commerce division is thriving despite ongoing controversies. EchoTik estimates TikTok Shop sold $19 billion globally from July to September, with the U.S. accounting for $4 to $4.5 billion. The platform's growth rivals eBay's, despite being relatively new. TikTok Shop's success is attributed to its unique approach, where creators showcase products in short videos, simplifying the shopping experience. However, the platform struggles to replicate the success of live stream shopping in China. While Southeast Asia embraces TikTok Shop, the U.S. market remains a challenge. Despite obstacles, TikTok continues to innovate, aiming to establish itself in the American shopping market. Kim Kardashian says ChatGPT is her frenemy. Kim Kardashian revealed in a Vanity Fair interview that she considers ChatGPT her frenemy. Despite studying law, she admitted to failing exams due to the false information provided by the AI. ChatGPT, known for hallucinations, can generate incorrect answers. Some lawyers faced consequences for using it in legal briefs. Kardashian tries to reason with ChatGPT, though it lacks emotions. She vents to her friends about the AI's shortcomings. Despite the challenges, she continues to rely on it for legal advice. The AI's inability to provide accurate information poses a significant issue for users. Amazon launches a low-price standalone shopping app, Amazon Bazaar, in over a dozen markets. Amazon has launched a new low-price shopping app called Amazon Bazaar in over a dozen markets. The app offers products under $10, with some as low as $2, and is available separately from the main Amazon app. Initially available on Android and iOS, Amazon Bazaar will be accessible in countries like Hong Kong, Peru, Nigeria, and more. This move aims to compete with popular Chinese shopping apps like Shein and Temu by offering affordable products in categories like fashion and home goods. Customers can expect quick shipments, free returns, and multilingual customer support on the app. How one founder plans to save cities from flooding with terraforming robots. A startup called Terra Nova is developing robots to help cities threatened by flooding due to rising sea levels. San Rafael, near San Francisco, is sinking, putting neighborhoods at risk. Traditional solutions like building seawalls are costly. Terra Nova's robots inject wood waste underground to lift the land, preventing flooding. The startup has raised $7 million in funding and aims to protect cities at a fraction of the cost of seawalls. The company's innovative approach involves using waste wood mixed with other materials to create a slurry that is pumped underground by robotic injectors. City planners can use software to guide the robots in lifting land, with human operators on site for safety. Terra Nova hopes to address not only city flooding but also other land lifting projects. Texas AG sues Roblox, accusing it of prioritizing pixel pedophiles over child safety. Texas AG Ken Paxton is suing Roblox for prioritizing pixel pedophiles over child safety, alleging the platform deceives parents about dangers. Paxton claims Roblox values profit over children's safety, creating a breeding ground for predators. This lawsuit follows similar cases in Louisiana, Kentucky, California, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Governments worldwide are implementing strict laws requiring age verification on social platforms. Roblox has responded by adding safety features like an age estimation system, content labels, and parental controls. With 151.5 million daily users, Roblox insists it has industry-leading safety protocols and is disappointed by the lawsuit, emphasizing its commitment to child safety. 6 Best Laptops for College Students, 2025. Tested and reviewed. Looking for the best laptops for college students in 2025? Wired has tested and reviewed the top picks. The M4 MacBook Air is a standout choice, offering a lightweight design and long-lasting battery life. The Dell 14 Plus is another great option, with a high-resolution screen and impressive battery life. For Windows users, the Surface Laptop 7th Edition provides a premium feel and excellent performance. If you're on a budget, consider the Asus ZenBook A14 or the Asus VivoBook 14 for solid performance and battery life. Razer Blade 14 is a great option for gaming and STEM tasks. Lenovo's Flex 5i Chromebook Plus is a top choice for Google services. Ultimately, choose a laptop with at least 16 gigabytes of RAM, 5 or 12 gigabytes of storage, and a high-quality display for your college needs.